independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
You've got to get 218 Republicans who come from all different walks of life to come together to agree on the best possible plan to repeal and replace Obamacare.
Paul Ryan right there. I got news for you, Paul. According to Rand Paul, Paul Ryan, gonna be tough. Got about at least 35, they say, that are going to vote against it. This thing is going to have trouble. The conservatives want to have a seat at the table. They don't want Ryan Care, Rhino Care, Obamacare 2.0, Obamacare Lite. They want something else. And they don't want to leave it to Tom Price and the 12 to 1400 things that he can do. They don't want to leave anything to chance. They know that their political life is on the line, and they don't want desperation to cause a bad bill to get through. And I think that's a fear factor there. They want a voice. They've been unified in the repeal, they said, but not in the replacement of things. Working the Hill today, you got the likes of President Obama out there doing all he possibly can to work it and try to get some votes to make sure they can get this thing through, including what some people are saying is, look, if you don't vote for this, it's going to be bad for you in 2018. You may not be here. Your seat may be gone.
We're going to have a real winner. It was a great meeting. They're terrific people. They want a tremendous health care plan. That's what we have, and there are going to be adjustments made. But I think we'll get the vote.
You think? What kind of votes are you going to get? How are you going to adjust it? That's the Twitter question of the day. What's the most important thing to the White House right now in Trump? Is it this investigation by Comey? Is it Gorsuch getting through? Or is it health care? Health care, to me, is number one for us. For the White House, I don't know, but I'm assuming it's health care because they know what this politically could mean to them. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. I want to know what you think. What's important to you? Out of the three things there, what's the most important thing? 844-DIG-CHAD. Jay and Indy, what's happening?
Oh, I don't know what's the most important thing, but I think health care is certainly at the very top. But what the previous caller said, the people who are hurt most, who are affected most by socialized health care, are the people who are going to buy it the natural way the government was set up to sell it, on the free and open market. So that's what we should repair first, is let's get it free and let's get it open. If we're going to hire federal employees and pay them $80,000 a year who barely have a high school education and give them free health care, then when I file my taxes at the end of the year as a small business owner, give me that credit. Give me that health care. If I'm making $80,000 a year and I'm doing that much, give me that credit. Give me that. But let's not have socialized health care for some, you know, and then make others buy it on the free and open market, because that's unfair. And that's the problem that Trump's having, is because people like me put Trump in office. And I like 99.9% of what the guy's doing, but I don't like it that he's working too closely with Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan is not friendly to the people who put Donald Trump in office.
No, he's not. I appreciate your call, man. Thanks for holding on. Let me tell you something. Jay's right about that. This tax thing, this credit, especially for people like myself, small business owners got to go out and I got to purchase my own. I don't have a big group. That's one of the things that Rand Paul wants to do, is wants to make sure that there's a group out there that you can join where you can pull the risk factor, therefore giving you the opportunity to drive down the cost in a natural way. Medicine was not set up this way. If you look back in the way that medicine used to be run, it was run as a cash business. You go in, you're sick, you pay the cash to the doctor, you get yourself the things that you need. Doctors in those days didn't even have to. And in fact, I think it's like 40-some states, doctors don't have to use pharmacies. They can actually prescribe and deliver that straight to you. It used to be that way, and some doctors are trying to get back to that. Well, you know what? You pay X amount of dollars a month, and everything is covered. It's a membership thing, and then you have that catastrophic insurance where, if I was an insurance company right now, man, I would look at doctors and say, hey, I got a great idea, doc. Why don't we get together, you and I, and we cover catastrophic insurance, meaning heart attack, car accident, cancer, things like that. There'll be a high deductible. These people won't pay a lot. We'll spread out that risk among several of you. And you guys go on a cash basis. All right? You go on your cash basis. We'll refer people to you. You refer people to us. Therefore, I think it's a win-win. It doesn't cost you a lot. I used concierge medicine when I was in Texas. It's nothing. My son at the time, Jack, was really little, got sick. Guess what happened? Doctor came over, saw him, didn't cost us anything. We got medicine. He wrote us a prescription. We went and got it. Boom, bam, simple and easy. I was sick. I need to go see him. I went and saw him. Boom, bam, simple and easy. Didn't pay anything for it because I was paying a membership, monthly membership. It was covered, but it was cash. Meaning there wasn't 10 people touching the paperwork going from point A to point B. Sometimes, sometimes the easiest is the best way. Healthcare wasn't meant to be this way. All of a sudden, you had healthcare companies coming in and all of these companies coming in. And then you got doctors, you've got coding, you've got billing, you've got all this stuff. It's crazy. You ask a doctor, would you rather have $100 now or would you rather get $50 later on down the road and 125 people touch a piece of paper? And instead of spending more than, you know, 7 minutes with me, you're going to spend 20 minutes with me. There's a simpler, better way to do this. We've got to figure that out. How do we do this? In an entrepreneurial world that we live in an entrepreneurial world that we live in, we can't come up with a better way than what we have now that includes a free market system without the government getting involved and jacking the pooch? I find that absolutely hard to believe that we can't figure this out. And yes, there are doctors out there that are doing this now, but who's listening? That's what matters. You could be the greatest comic in the world, but if you don't tell jokes in front of people, nobody cares. You could be the fastest man on earth, but if you don't go out there and run in the Olympics, nobody cares. How do we get these people to pay attention? That is it. The problem is you've got lobbyists. You've got huge insurance companies that don't want to give up their gravy boat. How do we do this? Well, we start figuring out a way, entrepreneurial-wise, to make these changes. And it's going to take an insurance company that steps up first and foremost and decides to go, you know what? Let's do this. Let's just go only catastrophic. Let's just go only catastrophic. We'll insure as many as possible. And we'll work with several cash-only insurers nationwide. And we're not having to deal with this stuff anymore. Somebody is going to be smart enough to do that. You want to get rich in life? You find a problem that's out there that's befuddled people, that annoys people. It could be simple or it can be large. And when you do that, then you find the fix. And when you find the fix and you to the problem that's out there, you know what you get? You get rich. We're entrepreneurial. We're smart. There are better ways to handle these situations. There are better ways to do this. Insurance, I'm sorry. It's not working. It's not working. And I think there are better ways to do it, and it's about time we entrepreneurial find a way to make this good for all of us and actually get back to that doctor patient relationship that's more personable than business. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, 844-DIG-CHAD. Speaking of business, you're hiring right now. Yeah, you right there. You're hiring. You're thinking to yourself, what am I looking for in an employee? Well, I want this, this, and this. Okay, that's great. But you're only placing an ad in one place. You're only placing an ad in one place. It's not going to work. You want to find the right hire, the perfect hire? ZipRecruiter.com will help you. You know, with one single click, you're going to be on 200-plus job sites, including social media sites like Facebook and Twitter. With ZipRecruiter.com, you will find that perfect candidate in any city, industry, nationwide. And the reason they're going to be perfect for you is because they've got an easy-to-use interface that's going to help sort out the people you want to talk to and the people you don't. No juggling emails, no crazy calls. Rate them and hire the right person. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. And right now, listeners of this show, The Chad Benson Show, you can post your job for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. Simple and easy there. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. Listeners of The Chad Benson Show, post your job for free. I want to know what you think is the most important and most pressing thing when it comes to this White House and what they're dealing with. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Got people holding. We're going to jump on that. John, you'll be first up. 844-344-2423. What is it that this White House has to deal with first and foremost that's most important? Is it health care? Is it getting through this Russia FBI investigation? Is it getting Gorsuch through the confirmation process? Is it taxes? Is it jobs? 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chad Benson Show.
Serving up talk radio medium rare and dripping with irony, it's Chad Benson.
This bill that's moving through Congress right now is simply the first step in this process.
Tom Price, this weekend, State of the Union. What's the most important thing? For a lot of people out there, it is different things. It's jobs, it's the economy, it's health care. For some, it's what's going on right now with the FBI investigation. And for some, it's whether or not Gorsuch is going to get confirmed. 844-DIG-CHAD. John in Texas, what's happening?
Yeah, Chad, I heard your radio, and I'm going to talk about what I think is important for all those Americans who got two or three jobs and are trying to make it, but when they see their paycheck, they see such a deflation in it because of taxes. Tax, all these taxes that we're paying, and then we're seeing it wasted with the government just throwing it away for, I think, unethical reasons, and it's really tough because I'm trying to just get ahead, but how can I when I have to pay so much in taxes? So stop wasting my money.
Tax reform is huge, John. Tax reform is huge, but until they can get through this health care bill, there's a lot of people out there that say they can't address the tax issue until they get through that, and that's got to be frustrating for a lot of people out there.
Next. I'm working myself sick, so now the health bill comes in next after that because I'm working so hard just to get ahead. You're right. I understand that. But if people don't even want to work for lower minimum wage, because why raise the minimum wage? Just lower the taxes, then people can make a living. It's just too high. I think it's just way too high.
Yeah. It is. I think if you talk to a lot of people out there, they're frustrated with it, especially where they spend it. I appreciate your call, man. Thanks so much. Shirley, what's going on?
Hello?
Hi, Shirley. You're up. Let's go.
Well, I'm talking
Shirley,
about
going once, Ryan. Going twice. What do you got to say? Okay. All right. Shirley's gone. Yeah, it's killing me. Sorry, Shirley. Sorry about that. John, we'll take your call really quick and squeeze this in. You think Gorsuch is the most important thing. Why is that?
Well, to me, Chad, you ask what was important to the people out here, and in my life, it's Gorsuch, because I want to see the Supreme Court in a lot better shape than it is. However, I understand the health care issue is huge for a lot of people, but I'm in my 70s. I've got that covered. I don't think it's going to change enough to scare me, but I was going to tell you, I had catastrophic coverage for 27 years when I was self-employed, and I was always able to negotiate a good deal at the doctor. I didn't go very often, but when I did, I'd say, now I'm going to pay you cash today. I don't care what the deal is, but I want a deal. And one time I saved 60% on an office call.
Absolutely, and I understand why Gorsuch for a lot of people is very important. I appreciate your call, John. Thanks so much for holding on. Freeze open the line, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. And here's the thing about cash, right? Cash is always king. You hear the joke about cash is king. It is. I have insurance. You know what I do? I pay cash. Because I know I'm not going to hit my deductible. and they'll take me. They'd rather have that $100, $200 up front doing this than because to me, it's just an easier thing to do, and I like it. We've got to find a way to do better when it comes to being able to get what people need without being ridiculous as far as, you know, insurance-wise. But at the same time, how do we return back to this cash basis when it comes to working in the medical professional world with you and your doctor on a one-to-one basis? But a lot of things out there, again, it goes to show you that this nation's big and each one of us have some worry, whether it be the Supreme Court, whether it be jobs, whether it be immigration, whether it be the FBI probe, whether it be, you know, taxes or health care. There's a lot of worry out there. But I think this president's trying to address it as best that he can. And I think we're impatient in a lot of ways. I mean, we live in this we want it now thing. We need it now. We heard Obama say it's coming, and never came. For a lot of people, it never came. It went away and it never came back. Trump promised people a lot of things and they want it now. Well, it's not coming today. Doesn't mean it's not going to get here. Doesn't mean it's not coming, but it just ain't coming right this second. And I think we need to understand that. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chad@ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program. Love getting text messages from you. 323-538-2423. Texture just wrote in, B.O., get rid of it. That's Obamacare, right? Right? That's kind of what that is, Obamacare. Let's get rid of this thing. Let's repeal it already. Repealing, it's easy. The replacement's the hard thing. The replacement. It's like trying to replace the lead singer. You know? David Lee Roth left. Now it's Van Hagar, not Van Halen. How you feel about that? Throwing it out there. Text the program 323-538-2423. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
That's me, ninjas. What's up? Wouldn't it be great if you were a ninja? We should totally bring back ninjas. We should get rid of all nuclear bombs and all modernized weapons, and we should all go back to a more ninja, samurai, badassery way of fighting. You watch what happens. People are like, man, I don't think we should fight, because that just... First of all, you get bored with that. That's just too much, right? It's easier to shoot somebody than stab somebody. That's what I'm saying. I know, crazy. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. I don't think this healthcare thing that we've been talking about is going to get through on Thursday. I think there's going to be issues. I think they need to really spruce this up, and they're going to have to bend a lot. And I don't think the Freedom Caucus and Rand Paul and the likes of that are going to allow this thing to get through. They want more say in this thing. They do. Lisa, what's happening? You're on the Chad Benson Show.
Hey, Chad. I just was curious if anybody had called in to comment on the gentleman's comment regarding people that work and have health care plans under their employment, get it for free. That's not true. And I work for the federal government.
I think that was more a federal thing, like people who work for the states and the government get it for free. And some people do great health care.
Yeah, but I worked for the federal government for almost 37 years, and I paid at least $400 a month for my health care. And that didn't include deductibles and things. So I don't know where he has that impression. That just was concerning because so many people are angry at people who work for the federal government anyway. But believe me, we didn't. We didn't get it for free.
And look, there are people, and it depends on your union, too. I mean, I live out here in California, and There's a lot of people in California that work for the state. They get great health care at a minimal cost, and they get mad because, like, we have to pay an extra 8%. We're like, okay. Mine went up by like 106%, so I'll pay 8%. You pay mine. And but you're right. Look, health care is expensive. Doesn't matter where you are. It's tough out there. The deductibles are ridiculous. They're killing people with the deductibles. And we need to figure out a way. Again, an entrepreneurial way, Lisa, to figure out how to fix this thing. And I think it can be done, but you got to want to do it. And you have to want to realize that if you're going to do it in Washington, you're probably going to sacrifice your career. But you get it done, you'll be a hero to all. Thanks for your call. Appreciate that. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. But you know what, though? In saying that, I know there are people out there that pay a lot of money that work for companies and for the federal government and for the state, and they do pay a decent amount of money. But I also have friends out there that, man, they're paying $800 or $1,000 a month, and their health care ain't that good. Like, literally, they're kind of like, at some point in time, you might say, I might as well just hire my own doctor, follow me around. Be cheaper, that's for sure, kids. Happiest place in the world. We finally know where it's at. Now, producer Phil said, well, it's Disney World. And I said, no, it's not, actually. I thought it would be, too. Thought it'd be Disneyland, right? You see the Super Bowl, right? Hey, Tom Brady, you just won the Super Bowl, brother. Where you going? Going to Disney World. I'm going to Disneyland. Now, apparently, you have to say I'm going to Oslo, which is in Norway, for those of you who have never read a map. That is the happiest place on earth. Denmark is number 2. Us, by the way, America, we're down to what, 14th? We dropped a spot. Germany, 16. United Kingdom's 19. France, 31. We are not happy in France, but we knew this, and we don't want to be happy. It's part of our charm, is to be miserable. looks like this. You got Norway, Denmark, Iceland, Switzerland, Finland, Netherlands, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, Sweden. That rounds out your top 10. Now, there are crappy places to live in the world. There are. And I will tell you this. Places like, Sub-Saharan Africa is pretty much a place you don't want to hang out. You're not going there and going, you know what's great about Sub-Saharan Africa? Nothing. There's nothing there that's exciting. There isn't. Syria, Yemen, and several, like Rwanda, Tanzania, you know. And, of course, the Central African Republic rounds out the last. The fact that Syria is not the unhappiest place on earth is amazing. But this is according to the 2017 report produced by the Sustainable Development Solutions Network, or SDSN. It's a global initiative launched by the United Nations in 2012. And it talks about countries that are, they have a healthy balance of prosperity, conventionally measured, and social capital, meaning a higher degree of trust in society, low inequality, confidence in government. Apparently, we have none of those things here. We got none of that here. No, we do. I was actually surprised we're ranked in the top 15, right? Because usually the UN loves to talk about it. Do we have a balance of prosperity? Probably not. Do we have social capital and a high degree of trust in society? No, I don't think so. I mean, we got our president that says the enemy is the press and that it's all fake news. And most of us have trouble trusting our government at this moment in time, whether it's the president or people that are outside of, the White House who are trying to bring down this president. There's a lot of distrust there. Is what I'm trying to tell you. What I'm trying to tell you is there's a lot of distrust there, and we're all staring at him going, what? That crazy? But it's true. It's absolutely true. The most expensive cities in the world. Now, if you were to go somewhere, like, and these are really insane expensive. We think New York's expensive, which, by the way, made the top 10 at number 9. Number 2 is Hong Kong. There's a theme here. Do you guys see what it is? 3 is Tokyo. 4, Osaka. 5, Seoul. 6, Sydney, Melbourne at 7, number 8, Shanghai, Auckland, number 9, and Wellington. And producer Anthony said, well, why is New Zealand expensive? New Zealand is becoming the Silicon Valley of Asia and that Pan-Pacific region. Right? That oceanic Pan-Pacific region, it's becoming that. First of all, great taxes, beautiful country to live in. And it is, you know, I mean, it's New Zealand. Nobody hates New Zealand, right? Like, nobody gets mad. It's like being mad at a cloud. You're not mad. I'm mad at that cloud. Why? Try to steal my car. I don't know. It's not. So you've got great taxes over there. So it's a great place to live, and it's also expensive. It's very much an expensive thing. Plus, you're close to places like Australia, China, and when you've got the Silicon Valley like that, it's a perfect place for people to go out there and to start developing things. And when you have something like San Francisco, look at San Francisco. How expensive San Francisco is. It's ridiculously expensive to live in. It's ridiculously expensive to live in. You make $150,000 a year and you live in San Francisco and you live in the city proper, you're not getting much for your money, right? Same thing like, you know, same thing like living in New York. You're not getting a ton of money in New York. You're not. You're not getting a huge, vast amount of cash, money. You know, you've got all this cash. You're not getting a huge, you know, bang for your buck there. It's expensive to live. Producer Phil, you live out there in Arlington and Virginia in the D.C. area. Expensive to live.
Very expensive to live.
But these places like Singapore, they're ridiculously expensive to live. You're probably talking, I couldn't even, I'm assuming that you're looking at, I couldn't even imagine what it's like in some of these places as far as like a one bedroom apartment in some of these places, probably going for $5,000-$7,000 a month. You don't get a lot of bang for your buck. But these are the hubs. These are where business happens. This is where people go and they, you know, this is where innovation in that part of the world comes. And on top of all of that, you're also dealing in an area where there's not a lot of space and there's a lot of need for housing and things like that. So everything becomes, you better snatch it up or it's going to be gone. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. And you can email the program as well, chat at chadbensonshow.com. Also, chadbensonshow.com, we got everything. We update that thing all the time. Producer Anthony's always working on it. We have all kinds of any of our parodies and stuff's on there. But also, you can grab our podcast right from there. So check out chadbensonshow.com. The Chad Benson Show on Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. It's where the poll is at. We'll get the results of the poll, and we'll wrap it up straight at Chad Benson Show.
Giving the First Amendment a run for its money. This is the Chad Benson Show.
That's me, party people. Every day, Sean Spicer comes out there and delivers his press conference for today, his what's happening. Today was no different. Spicy today rolled out there and does what the Spicer does. He unleashes on us. He gives us a moment that we're calling now our Sean Spicy Spicer moment of the day. Here's today's Sean Spicy moment.
There are people that burrow into the government after an administration. This is going back since the beginning of time. They used to call it ram-specking. It's suddenly no longer permitted, but, you know, in terms of that same way. But this has been going on since the country came to be, where people burrow in after an administration into a civil servant job. But sure, that there's people after 8 years of Obama that found their way into government, so it should be no huge secret. Ram-specking?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Google it.
Google it! Google it! Ram-specking! Essentially, people that burrow into government, stay in government, and kind of hold on for dear life, and they burrow on in there, and they get deep inside of there. But it's like a tick! Ram-specking!
I thought that was that German industrial band.
Oh, that's Rammstein, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's my bad.
Oh, okay. Are you sure? Maybe it is Rammspecking. One time I got a Rammspecking. Okay, I'm looking at Singapore prices. Producer Phil, if you'd like to buy a one-bedroom, one-bath condo, you're going to spend anywhere between $693,000 to $1 million.
Heck, you know, that's not that much more expensive than something out here.
No, but here's the thing. You are getting, when it's the, our one-bedroom, one-bath is a little different than their one-bedroom, one-bath. It is, it's a studio that they have maximized space. The only good thing is these buildings are so amazing, the stuff you get, because you don't want to be in there very long. They got all kinds of workout thing. Everything is high-tech and wide-tech. That's what I'm saying. It's got to be high-tech and wide-tech, is, you know what I mean. Yesterday, the president of these here United States took to the stage. I believe he was in Kentucky. And he talked a little football, NFL football, if you will, about one single player that is currently on the market who is a professional quarterback that was a quarterback for a team last year called the San Francisco 49ers and opted out of his $17 million because he wanted to try the free agency market. And it isn't going as well as he planned. And Donald Trump thinks he may be the reason why it's not going well.
The San Francisco quarterback, I'm sure nobody ever heard of him. I'm just reporting the news. There was an article today. I love to report the news, and then they said I made a mistake, right? I said, no, the people reporting the news made a mistake if it's wrong. But there was an article today, it was reported, that NFL owners don't want to pick him up because they don't want to get a nasty tweet from Donald Trump. Do you believe that?
Do you believe that? Can you believe that? Do you believe that? No nasty tweet. Well, I think it's more than just that. It is kind of interesting if we think about it. Like, and look, the NFL is a what have you done for me now league. They'll put up with a lot of stuff. They will. I mean, look around the league. The NFL, over time, has put up with wife beaters, girlfriend beaters, convicted felon, drug addicts, animal killers. They'll put up with a lot if you got something to offer. What they don't want to put up with is somebody who may be past his prime, somebody who's struggling, and somebody who isn't sold to the game. And I think they look at that and they think, Kaepernick is, And I'll tell you what's going to happen with Kaepernick. Somebody's going to go down injured, and guess what? Somebody's going to go down injured, and somebody's going to say, we need a quarterback. Kaepernick's going to fit it. His old college coach said that, he's going to win a couple championships. This guy's good. He's got all of the talent. It's possible. I don't know. And we love a comeback story. Politically, though, you know, a lot of people were upset by what he did. By the way, though, to throw something good out there in Colin Kaepernick's way, and I defended Colin Kaepernick. I may not agree with his stance, but I understood, and I defended him because that's the country we live in. And if you don't defend somebody for using their and exercising their free speech rights, you're missing out. He gave $50,000 today to Meals on Wheels. 50 G's. That's pretty damn good right there. $50,000 to Meals on Wheels. I just think that, you know what? Somebody's going to get injured. It's going to happen. You know where he's going to end up, Producer Phil? I already know where he's going to end up.
Don't say it.
Well, it's not going to end up with you guys. Although there's that possibility, especially if your guy ends up getting traded or moved. I think he's going to end up in Cleveland.
Well, they do need a quarterback.
They do. They're so bad. Like, do you try to be that bad? I'm just curious. Do you try? Is there an effort? Is there like, let's do the wrong thing? What's the right thing to do this? What's the wrong thing that? Well, we're going to do that. Although I wouldn't be surprised if he ended up in Washington, because you guys are going to be horrible this year, especially because your guy wants out. That's all I'm saying. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, @Chad Benson Show, Twitter, Chadbenson. I didn't have a chance to get to, I wanted to get to the whole Bell Stockholm Syndrome thing. We'll get to that tomorrow. I find it to be really interesting, the whole thing about that, you know, Bell, was Bell this, was Bell that, was she, was Bell from Beauty and the Beast actually being held? Oh, it's craziness. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, Chadbenson. You know, always text the program, and I do mean always, and I am the one who replies back. A lot of people ask, can you tell Chad? This is Chad. No, tell Chad. I am Chad. I have the phone. It's just for you. It's just for texting. 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. So make sure if you text, hey, is this really Chad? Yes, it's really me. Comments, likes, dislikes, disgruntledness, funny antidotes, whatever it is, feel free to send it to me. You can also check us out at Chad Benson Show Twitter. By the way, healthcare was number one easy winner on things that matter most to the White House and what they should be paying attention to. And, of course, you can email the show and check out ChadBensonShow.com. For Anthony, for Phil, my name's Chad Benson. We're going to get you over the hump tomorrow. That we promise. Night-night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.